I'm going for my first walk from my new camp. There's quite a brisk wind blowing this morning. It's from the northwest. I want to try and see if I can do a fan pattern, walk out northwest and then turn maybe to the right, more east, and then turn right again and come back to camp, so that I always have the wind either in my face or across my front, and I have at least a chance of seeing something. So let's see what the day brings. I've walked for about an hour now. I'm following, more or less, following the game paths, and there's quite a lot of game sign on them. There's Gemsbok, there's Hartebeest. Now, if I look carefully, of course there is the small folk too, jackal and some duiker, and here and there the trail of a snake or a lizard maybe even. And then of course the little fat-toed sand grouse that are so numerous in this part of the world. And there is what I think is blue wildebeest. This is interesting to me because this is quite far south for them. Blue wildebeest can survive without water for quite some time, but they are rather more dependent on water than hartebeest and eland. And those species don't need water at all, but blue wildebeest do. This is quite an arid area. I wasn't expecting them here. Oh, there is water somewhere. Oh, there's some yellow-billed hornbills cackling in the background. And there's a fork-tailed drongo. That one, chit, chit, that's a fork-tailed drongo just in a tree close to me. So, yeah, it's looking quite interesting, but let's see what I come across. I'm another hour or so further. It's getting very hot now, but it's probably over 30. I've now come to the remains of a wildebeest. This is interesting because the animal died and it dried out in its skin. The skin is still intact, largely, except for some bits of it that have been taken, I think, by local birds. And of course, ants and other insects and rodents have removed a lot of the bulk of it. So it wasn't killed by a predator. It died and it lay here and it dried out. I guess about 2 months or so it's been lying here. Now, who knows what might have befallen it. The coat is still in very good condition, shiny and soft, so it can't be old age. It's also unlikely that it would be a disease. It might have been drought. In this area, that's quite possible. But it means definitely there are wildebeest here. So the tracks I saw, I was correct in thinking that they were wildebeest tracks. I might come across others. It's quite interesting. Let me go a bit further and let's see. I'm heading roughly northwest still, but I'm not too concerned about the direction as long as the wind is in my favor. But I'm roughly following game paths because that makes the walking easier, and it is also nice to pick up sign. I just saw some leopard tracks along the game path, which is very nice to spot. It was a female or a young male. I'm going to continue now and let's see what I come across further on. I turned right about an hour ago. I've been heading roughly east now, and I have come to a place where it's a bit more open. It drops down from where I am, and then there's a sort of a plain, and there, about 80 meters from me, is a small herd of wildebeest. The wind is helping that they can't hear me, and they
can't smell me because the wind is across my front, but the one female on the left has spotted me, but she's not sure. She's standing, watching me, and she's tapping her one foot now and again. There are, what, 8 specimens in the herd. And this is quite common for more arid areas. There are 3 mature females and some young. It's clearly a small breeding herd. Might be part of a harem. There are no bulls. The bulls are territorial and they will defend a specific area and remain in the area. Sometimes more than one in the same area if it's densely populated, and then they will herd the females into the area. These seem like a resident group. They might be part of a harem, I'm not sure. There are no bulls here. The bull could be somewhere else on the fringe of his area. The bulls that are not sexually active are pushed out to the fringes of the breeding herds, and they form bull herds. These animals are, in their way, wonderfully adapted. For example, they will quite intelligently follow rains. They will follow their scent to where it's rained, if it was local rain. And then they will also use their hearing and their sight to spot whether that's further away, and they will head towards that. And it's quite amazing that they understand that where they are, it might be dry, but there where the thunder is and where they can see the flashes of lightning, that's where it might rain, and that's where they might find water and might find grass. I've been watching them now for about 20 minutes. The female that spotted me has relaxed. I've been standing dead still. She's relaxed. She started grazing again. I think I'm going to move along now. I'll move back a bit so that I don't disturb them when I move across the front. And then I'm going to, after about an hour, I'm going to turn back to camp. If I spot anything along the way, I'll stop and discuss it. Otherwise, maybe tonight or tomorrow morning.